this is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. I'm here still... Ow. I just banged into a door. I'm here still in the... open the door. I'm still in the Luncheon Kingdom at the moment, and we are currently trying to make our way to... Oh, can we see it? Can we see it? There. That is what we are trying to make our way to. There's a volcano, which is heating up some stew, and we need to go and sort out the big mess which is going on at all. Ow, can I take these over? Oh, no, I can't. So, let's see what happens. If I just leave Cappy in there, is he going to be all right? Because what I want is I want this piranha plant to try and shoot fire at me and then for it to get these. Oh, there we go. It finally spat Cappy out. Sorry for that, Cappy. I know I should have rescued you sooner. So, go and shoot at me, piranha. Is it not going to shoot at me? Okay, it's shooting. Can I jump up to here now? I wanted to light up these torches here. It got pretty close. If I just stand here, is it going to see me? Look, over here. Hello. Hello, piranha plant. Maybe if I, like, run closer and then run up to here really fast. Is it going to shoot at me now? Shoot over to me. Shoot over. What's it doing? It's just not interested, is it? Just not interested at all. Here we go. What was that? What sort of aim is that? Hey, I'm over here. Right, forget it. Stupid piranha plant. Not even bothered with you. I can't take you over to shoot it myself, and your aim is just too bad for me to want to deal with, so I guess it's kind of your lucky day. No. Don't fall in again. Don't fall. No, it's so annoying. It's so annoying, because once you fall in... Once you fall in once, he just runs around and jumps uncontrollably, then he just goes right in again. So those green torches, if you set them on fire... Stuff happens. I thought that'd be how I need to set it on fire, but maybe I'm going to be able to come back here with one of the other fire guys, you know, the ones you actually control properly, and then that might be a little bit of an easier way to do it rather than having to deal with these piranha plants. Let's see if we can get that chest though. There might be a sneaky power moon or something in there, so let's dodge the fire. No, jump, and there we go. I took him out by kicking a rock at him. That is a unique way to take out a piranha plant, by throwing a rock at it. So we now go to this one, and then did you see how long those coins went on for? I, like, moved off the next island and was, like, wandering away somewhere else, and the coins were still coming. I am not moaning whatsoever. Oh, let's try and get this guy, get him to eat Cappy, and then just kick them. That's such a bad way to take them out. I mean, Cappy might not quite enjoy it so much, but it's pretty fun. Oh, let's see if I take this one out by kicking the rock. Oh, that was, like, literally the worst kick ever. I reckon I can make... Oh, I can jump to this one, actually. I was going to say, I reckon I could make that by doing a giant leap, but this might be a bit of a safer way to do it. And seeing as there's a checkpoint here, let's play it safe until we get to the checkpoint. Right, careful on those flipping platforms up above. Okay, right, there's going to be some flipping platforms, I guess, up here somewhere, and I will be careful for them. I will listen to that advice. Oh, sorry, I just smashed my I just smashed my controller against the table trying to flick it. Oh, no, this way, Mario. Oh, that was careful. That was very, very lucky there. Oh, I'm kind of glad I fell down, because I saw these earlier, and I always forgot to get them. Right, let me lift my controller up. So I always hide... Here's a fun fact. Here's a really boring fact. I have a boring fact that I always hide my controller under the desk when I'm playing, just to make it less noisy, so you don't hear like a bunch of really clicky buttons. And so for this game, I kind of need to wave the controller around a little bit, so it gets a little bit dangerous. It is also a glass desk as well, I have another fun fact. So yeah, hopefully I won't be smashing my desk, avoiding the flipping platforms all over the place. And oh, those things are like... These are dangerous. They don't look very dangerous, but they are dangerous. So let's go to steady. Let's go here. And then, go to the side. Wait for it to pass. And then, let's dangle. If I dangle, it hit me on the head. Okay, dangling is not the solution. Right, go, Mario, go. Okay, we made it. Is there going to be a heart? There is a heart. How did you know that's what I wanted? Right, and flick. Try once again, very carefully to... I know I'm not going to break the table, but just not to knock everything off at all. I think I know what I'm supposed to do. Look, if I grab this guy, then... I know it's going to be a bit annoying, because I've got to go all the way back down here. But look, I go all the way back down here. How is one of them lit up? Did the piranha plant shoot one of them? Right, I've got to be really careful. I need to jump and land here. And there we go. And I got myself a bonus little power moon. So it's a little bit annoying, because I am all the way back down here again. But on the right side, I got a bonus power moon. So let me just go and cut ahead in the other video until I'm back up to where I was. I just arrived back here and I noticed that I didn't notice before that there's like an extra... Oh, no. Whoop, boop, boop. There's a little extra bit up here. Can you see that? I don't know if I can... Oh, no. They're so dangerous. Right, if I... Right, jump, ground pound, jump. And, can I bounce off the... Oh, no. Whoop, boop, boop, boop. Can I bounce off this wall? It's too slippy. So there's a secret bit up here. Do you reckon if I do a backwards jump? Hello. This is a sneaky way. Can I skip out like where I was going to go by going this way? I think I might be able to jump straight the way down. There's got to be something else up here. Is there not another secret? Was that just to get the coins? Oh, I could get is it to get the underneath of these coins here? Because look, that's like the hot side there. So I wouldn't be able to jump on that. But as it turns upside down, I can go and get myself a few little extra cheeky coins. Not really worth it probably, but they're there. And oh, it sounded like I was like cheering you up there. And I'm like, there. Right, if I go boom. Maybe I'm going to do it like again. Right, okay, let's get back up here. I might be able to skip out a whole area. To be fair, if I went the normal way, I'd probably be there by now. But this still works all the same. So let's jump. Oh no, jump. Jump again. Oh, no, I messed it up. Okay, let's just go the normal way, shall we? Look, we can still skip. No. Oh, no. Okay, no, this wasn't a good skip at all. Yeah, this was just a bad idea in general. Oh, I nearly saved my landing there, but then I just ruined it. But you know what? Let's just jump in, and then I can go and start at the checkpoint. Right, let me cut ahead until I'm past that point and not trying to find any sneaky shortcuts that aren't actually sneaky shortcuts. Okay, I just got past the pepper part with no incidents. I'm going to get my bonus heart anyway, but yeah, let's not go and jump all the way back down again. I mean, it was, well, I got the power moon. It was just a bit annoying having to come all the way back here. So, what I could do? If I take over one of these guys, and then I've got to be really quick, but I can go and jump in here, and then in the next one, and then jump across, and there we go. Now, I'm basically just, like, I can skip out all of this section there, and oh no, I don't want to skip out that section. Actually, I can, look, if I go and wait for a second, I can then jump in here, and then, woo, I can go and grab them, and now I can go back down in here. Okay, that's where I need to part way with this little fireball thing, but it served me very well. Right, flick up to the top here. Didn't break my desk. Jolly, jolly good. So you only need to flick to go even further, but you can do it without the motion controls, I guess. And oh, wait a minute. Is this like a... there was a sneaky shortcut to get to there. No, wait a minute. Is that like a... Oh, it's not going to be a moon, is it? That's not going to be a moon there, is it? Forget it. Not even interested. Even if it is a moon, I don't want it because I've done this same section too many times in a row now. And I just want to go and get to that stupid volcano because I'll be trying to get to it forever. So, right. I don't really have... Go back in. Press the wrong button. There we go. I have no choice of where I'm going to land. So it looks like we are going to be battling this bird once again. But by the looks of things, not as Mario, as this poor little fireball thing that has been possessed by Mario. So I can dash. Oh, I can smash all these guys up if I just bang my head into them. How do I get the bird? If I like jump up underneath it, can I burn its toes? Let me see if I can. Come on, burn its toes. Oh, I can't get to it. All right, it's just going around the outsides. If I go around this way, then hopefully I can get to where it's going. And then, oh no, the second I got there, it jumped up. Oh, look, I can swim up. Go. Oh no, it hit me. Right, I need to jump to dodge. He's on his head. I jumped right into his head. Tremendous. I did get hurt during it, but I feel like I have now learned what I need to do. No, I got a heart. That's why I was smashing all of this stuff. You often do get bonus hearts. So I don't actually really want to smash any of the others yet because I don't want to get a heart now. So if I get a heart now, all it's going to do is give me some bonus coins. And I have like almost 2,000 coins. So bonus coins isn't what I'm really after right now. I'm going to save them for when I inevitably get hurt again. Trying to go up here. Oh, it's wavy. It's wavy this time. It's more difficult. Jump into his head. Oh, I landed like on its hat. Just like that. This is cool. This is a really fun way. Oh no, I did it. I got the heart that I totally didn't need and just got some bonus coins. Oh well, if I don't get hurt again, bonus coins is better than no bonus coins. But it looks like for this bit, all I need to do is dodge. I mean, this is kind of disgusting when you think it's like puking up all of these things that it's eating. It's a little bit gross. I mean, I probably shouldn't have pointed it out. Maybe you weren't really thinking about what is actually happening here. All I know for sure is I'm going to get this heart. And also that this is a stew that I would never, ever like to eat. You know, I'm going to be careful. Oh, these things are falling down. Okay, I dodged that one. No. I ended up going down too low. I want to be quick, so I don't want it to stop firing out the pink stuff. Let's go on. Keep jumping. Keep jumping, Mario. Keep jumping. Faster. Am I going higher? I am. I'm going higher. And that's it. This is his face. Get into its face. Keep going, Mario. Keep going into its face. There we go. I got it. Right in its face. I got it in its face. Because I turned the camera to look to overhead. I couldn't tell if I was making my way up. And there we go. Into your own stew. And as my reward, I got a multi-moon. Yippee. That was cool. That was probably one of my favorite spot fights. Mark, what was that? With those words that came out of my mouth, I was like, that was one of my favorite boss fights, is what I was trying to say. It's just giving me another burst of energy. I was there just happily jumping my way through the game, and that just got me all excited. I just wish it went on for longer. Like, they really stick rigidly to the, like, you know, three attacks from the enemies. Like, you hit it once, you hit it twice, you hit it three times, and it's done. I wish we just carried on. I just wish we were able to keep going. All right then, let's go after Bowser. I think I've, like, literally pretty much just got the right amount of power moons to go to the next level, but I want to stay here for a bit. Let's chill out here for a bit, because there is so much in this level that we haven't explored yet. And oh, one of the things I want to do is I need to get one of the fire guys. There's one over here, isn't there? Fire guy? Is there a fire guy? I really need a fire guy because there's those torches up there that I need to light up. But when I first saw them, I didn't know what they did. Fire guy? Fire guy, was there not one down here? I can see bubbles, but I think they are literally just bubbles. And then also, I can break away this cheese as well. But I don't think this guy can't break away the cheese because this is a fire. I need to get like one of the hammer guys down here to break away the cheese. I just want to find, oh, here we go. Here's one down. Oh, this is good. This one is even closer than where I thought it was going to be. If I just leave Cappy, oh, look at that. I just left Cappy there spinning and then he just like jumped up into it, which was very convenient for me. So let's go light up these torches and see what this is going to do. Hopefully it's going to lead to another power moon. It's a bit of a big leap to get to them. Let's do a big jump and there we go. Oh, no, don't burn your bottom. Do not burn your bottom, Mario. That is not going to be it's not going to end very well. Let's check out this guy because this guy's just annoying me. he didn't put up too big of a threat. Then let's go and take over this guy before the little spiky fellow comes to join me. Then let's go and do the other torch because there's just so much of this land that I haven't explored yet. I just know that there's going to be a wealth of power moon. So yeah, I'm not going to try and get every single one in the video like I never do. But if there is one obvious standing in front of me just like that, who am I to say no? There we go. Light the two flames. I still don't really know. Oh, steady on. I still don't really know whether the power moons kind of do much. Obviously, they're the thing that is allowing me to kind of get through the levels. But apart from that, I don't really know what else they do, to be honest. Oh, steady on. It looks like I really need to use this guy to get anywhere. Because there's just cannons all over the place. And it looks like that's pretty much the only way to get about the level now. Because, like, I didn't really do this when I first joined. But there's that whole big area, like right up, is it round here? I think I go this way and then round to the right, and then oh is this what I there was some gold things I needed to put in a stew up here as well that I need. There's just so much going on, so much going on, and as soon as you complete one of the levels, like, everything changes as well, like everything opens up. But yeah, this is the area I was talking about, like there's this whole like lake down here that I'm yet to explore. So let's first start off by going and getting the checkpoint. We have another one of these fire guys that I can jump on. Oh, there was one here. Oh, where'd he go? Oh, is he down here? I can see. Oh, there he is. He's spinning around in a circle. There we go. I got this checkpoint here. So let's go around and just see what other goodies. Oh, I can see that there's a time trial thingy up there. How do I get up to this scarecrow guy? Oh, there's one of those weird blocks that I keep seeing all over the place, but don't yet know what they do. I'm sure that's going to come apparent to me. And oh, there's a doorway down there. I don't think I've been to this doorway either. Okay, let's go through here, because these are, like, normally the little extra mini bonus levels. And these just jump through these. Okay, I didn't really need to, but yeah, let's go into this level here. I don't think I've done this one. Have I done this one? I don't think I've done this one, have I? Let's go and flick my way. I think this one's all just about being flicked up into the top. I hope Mario enjoys this stuff. I hope this is actually fun for Mario. Oh yeah, because this launches Cappy up. So I need to launch Cappy up into this one. And I've definitely not been here because otherwise I would have got them. And oh, I always do the flicky one like opposite. So I push down and then flick up. And then, I missed one. All right, let's go and do it. Oh, I just launched like Mario's face down into the ground, right? And nope. Like, it's because I don't push down. Oh, whoa, no, but what was that? What was that? It was like Mario was like a pinball then, being bounced all over the place. I don't know why I didn't get that one. I think I was like too far to like the front. I love the music that we're getting in this playset as well is really cool. Right. No. Down. And then, no, down, and then up. No, down. No, up. No, stop. Just up. Honestly, I am pushing directly up in the analytic. There we go. That is what I'm trying to make Mario do. So, right. Down. Straight up. Down. See, if I push down too much, I'm going to flick it over. I'm just going to have to use the controller, aren't I? They really want me to use the motion controls. So, there we go. I did it, game. I did your motion controls. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. Right. Where is the bonus power moon? There's always a bonus power moon in these levels. So, I've got to keep an eye out. But let's go flick up to this one. And then I now need to flick to the side. Oh, no, 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 no. No, go. Oh, what a save. A minute. What a save. Right. Onto here. Oh, I thought I might. Oh, no. Right. And flick. And no. Why did I go to the side? What's going on here at all? That one's actually just going to send me straight back. What I need to do is I need to flick up. And then go to the side. No, the other side. I didn't want to. Okay, forget. I don't want those bonus coins. Anyone up? Why did it flick it? This is so frustrating. I can't. I get what you're thinking. I know you think I'm doing it wrong, but like I press down and then I flick it up and it doesn't do it. And then I push back down and then it flings me down. It's ridiculous. Right. I got to use motion controls. Right. Flick up to the next one. Hold down. Flick up. There we go. There's a slight delay as well, which kind of makes it hard to tell what it's going to do. And these side ones. Okay, I'm going to flick it with the controller. Whoa! Okay, that was a little bit too aggressive of a flick there. I tried like just throwing the... I'm just going to throw my controller out the window or something. Do this. I'll like smash it into my TV. Right. Swish and flick. Swish and flick. Oh, no. Up. Look. Hold down. I'm lifting my controller up. There we go. Very good. How would you play this on the bus? Imagine you're on the bus playing this handheld mode. How would you be doing any of this level? Right. Forget the coins. Don't want them. Let's just get to this one. And then let's go up and then throw Cappy this side. There we go. Okay. All good. All good. Right. Now I'm just going to time it to when that thing goes past. Oh, no. Why did it go to this side? No, Mario. Jump this. No. This is so frustrating. This is going to very quickly turn into a rage montage, folks. I went from joyous bird battling in stew pots to this moment. Right, flick up. There we go. No. To the side. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, I can't believe it. I've had enough. I can't do it. I liked these little flicky. But the first time I saw these flicky things, I liked these flicky things. And the... I did it right. I'm moving my microphone back a bit. Sorry, just like grab the microphone. Sorry if you heard that. I'm sitting back. I'm moving back from my desk because I'm trying to do it cautiously because I honestly don't want to smash my desk open. Right, flick up. There we go. Full power. Hold down. Flick up. There we go. Right. Next one. No, steady. Nope. Okay. That's all right. Let's just flick up. Flicking to the side just seems to be a no-go area. So let's... Oh, no. Okay. Why did it fling me down there? I didn't press any buttons to say for Mario to fling down there. Stop flick. Go where I wanted to... No, up. Look, hold down. Up. Perfect. Right. Okay, slow and steady. Hold down. Up. Perfect. Right, just wait here. Throw it. We're fine. Okay, good. Easy one. Hold down. Flick up. Beautiful. Perfectly done, Mario. Right. Up to here. Hold down. Flick up. Take your time. Throw the hat to the side. No, throw your hat to... Okay. No, it's fine. This is no problem. Flick it up. Now throw it to the side. There we go. Good job, Mario. Right. Forget the coins. Don't want the coins. Don't need them. Throw it to the side. Beautiful. Nicely. Good. Keep this up. Right. I'm just going to try and time it as this thing goes past. No, okay. I missed the thing. But it's okay. I can get back on this. Right, I'm going to time it again and flick. No, why did you go this side? I didn't tell you to go that way. I did the same thing that I did every single time. Like, have I got like wonky hands? Was I not holding the control? Was I not squeezing it enough? I did it the same. Right, throw it. Taking your time seems to... Oh, no. Go back on. That's okay. That was okay. That was just a bit of a false start. I was just making sure you were paying attention, game. Right, do it. Let me try not doing it with the motion controls. Let me see if I can do it better. So hold down, push up. Okay, see, I don't go as high. That doesn't really matter because it might be a bit more control. Oh, this is going better now. I don't know what's different, but that seems to be going. Like, get on this guy and push up. No, see, sometimes it just goes straight up and then it flings me down. Look, why is it not? I'm putting, like, honestly, I know it looks like by what the game's saying that I'm pushing to like the side and not straight up. I promise you, I'm pushing the analog stick directly up. Right, oh no. Okay, I'm going to do motion controls. Flick up. And then throw it to this. There we go. Look at that. That's the way we know. Oh, and the moon. Okay. There might have been another bonus one somewhere around here. Let me just have a little look. Maybe it's up the top up here. But I'm not doing all that again. No way. I might have to do the old triple jump to get up there, to be honest. If I go like right from the back here, go 1, 2, 3. Okay, way too far back. Not going to happen anyway. Actually, if I go like... if I do jump, ground pound, jump, push back, throw hat, and... Oh, okay, there's coins up there, but I don't think there's a power moon, though. They always just put coins there. Like, if there's anywhere they think you might be able to get to, they always have to have some sort of hidden special bit. You know what, though? After that, I think I'm done. I think I'm Mario'd out after that. There is a whole load left to explore. And oh, I can see a little cheeky power moon over there. Don't mind if I do. So there's obviously a whole load left in this this world for me to go and look at and to go and check out. And I'll do that. I will go up and gather up the power moon kind of in my own time and add to my collection. But yeah, as I said, I think for today, I am done for this game. And oh, look. Wait, look at this. Look at this. Jump out. Hat. Hoops. Okay, I don't know what that stuff was about, but I was able to stop off and go get the power moon. So there we go. I thought I was finished for the day, but I got piled on the site one little extra cheeky power moon that you didn't think I was going to get today. But sadly, that is going to be the end of this episode here. Hopefully, you enjoyed me despite all of my many failures, and this might have been more enjoyable to watch than it was to play. I'm joking. Like, I mean, I think the fault is a little bit with me. I'm sure someone who's like been playing it all day would master that, but yeah, that was a little bit infuriating. But there will be another episode on my Super Mario Odyssey Let's Play coming up soon, and in that episode we are going to be heading off to a brand new place in the Odyssey to go and see what kingdom we're going to be heading to next. But for now, I want to thank you all very much for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye.